Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is a little bit of a Christmas treat. It is A Very Murderous Christmas, a collection of short stories published by Profile Books in 2018. Today's book is all about crime and intrigue during the festive season. A Very Murderous Christmas contains 10 short stories of not only murder, but robbery and embezzlement and other crimes, all set over the Christmas period. The stories gather together some familiar names, Sherlock Holmes, Inspector Morse, Father Brown and Rumpole, as well as some new names, all investigating crimes on trains, in lighthouses, country manors and in factories. Now there were three standout stories for me. Loopy by Ruth Rendell, Rumpole and the Old Familiar Face by John Mortimer, and Camberwell Crackers by Anthony Horowitz. Loopy is the story of an amateur dramatics actor who plays the role of the wolf in his local Christmas pantomime production of Red Riding Hood. The narrator of the story is so taken by his wolf costume and how free it makes him feel when he's the wolf, he begins to wear the costume more and more. With an unusual relationship with his mother and an engagement which has stretched on for years because he can't agree with his fiancée where to live, he begins to play little games with his encouraging mother, dressed as the wolf, until the wolf begins to take on a life of his own. Rumpole and the Old Familiar Face is another tale of the grumpy, erudite barrister who begrudgingly joins his wife on a trip to visit one of her old school friends in Norfolk for Christmas. With decades of legal work under his belt, Rumpole has represented and cross-examined thousands of people in his time, many of whom never want to see his face again. But Rumpole remembers them. And on this trip, he surprisingly spots one of those familiar faces in the crowd. Camberwell Crackers is the story of a Christmas cracker factory in London. Detective Inspector Fletcher, on his first case since his promotion, has come to the factory to talk about a murder. The factory, which seems to personify Santa's workshop with its happy workers and festive spirit, has been recently taken over by a new owner, a man who's hated by everyone who knew him, and a man who is now dead, murdered in his own home in an apparent locked room mystery. Lost for a suspect to the murder, Fletcher has come to the factory in desperation, trying to gather any available evidence on who may have killed him. But this factory, a throwback to more gentler times, seems like another dead end. And there are another 7 stories in this book. So if you like tall tales, Christmas cake, trains, snow, and crime-fighting faces old and new, you might like A Very Murderous Christmas, collected by Profile Books. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I'll see you in 2022. And of course, this is a great time for reading, so happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.